We have two mitzvahs. In the Kriya of Pasha Zocha, we have the mitzvah of Zocha Zashas Ulcha Amalek, which the laning of this Shabbos is a key in mitzvah, the mitzvah of Schidis Mechias Amalek. And then you have in the end of the Pasha, Vimochi Em Chazeich Amalek, Vimochi Tim Chazeich Amalek, is a mitzvah of the actual Mechias Amalek. Which of course we're not Mekayim, Kipshutai, you don't have the ability to be Mekayim, is Manazer. But the way most of the Rishonim, the Rambam understands that the mitzvah of Zchidus Mechias Amalek is in effect a way of stoking the sinner, the enmity between Klal Yisrael and Amalek for the day in which we'll be able to be Mekayim Mechias Amalek. For that reason, we have a mitzvah of Schida. We're supposed to remember, in order so that when the time comes that we're able to be Mekayim the Mechias Amalek, so we'll understand Ashikorach Abaderech, Vaizanik Ducha, and so on, and we won't be wondering why it is, and it won't be something that Klal Yisrael won't be prepared to do. As a result of this, the Chinuch says, the famous mitzvah, Chiddush of the Chinuch, that women, unlike what generally the Minhag HaOlam is, that women are not Mechuyev in Schida, the Schida is Mechuyev Samalek, in Parsha Zocha. Chinuch says, because women are not the ones who do Milchama, it's not the Derech of an Isha to go out to Milchama, and because it's not the Derech, so that is a Heter, that's a Ptur, in the Mitzvah of Mechuyev Samalek, and Noshim are not Mechuyev as a result in Mechuyev Samalek. So says the Chinuch, being that, like the Rambam says, that the Schida is b'chdei a hechsher mitzvah, so to speak, almost. And it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmah, but it's b'chdei to be mekayim the mechiyah, and women are not mechuyev in the mechiyah, so noshim are not mechuyev in the Schida as well. Shimon Chesvinoch asks on this chiddush, on this din of the chinuch, that women are potter from Schida because they're potter in the mechiyah. In fact, Shimon Chesvinoch, that Mechias Amalek is from the Milchames Mitzvah. And Milchames Mitzvah, the Mishnah in Saita says that Afilu Chosim Echedra V'Kalam Mechupasa, that everybody goes out to fight a Milchames Mitzvah. Being that that's the case, so what does it mean that the Isha is not darker to do Milchama? If need be, everybody's called up, and we call up all the reserves for a Milchames Mitzvah. So the Chayyidah, she is Mechuyiv in Mechias Amalek, and so Memelish, she should be Mechuyiv in Schiris Amalek as well. I'm only mentioning this only to bring out this point that the Schida is, according to everybody, or at least according to a lot of Rishonim, the Rambam says, Befeidish, it's in order to be Me'oirav, Me'oirav Sinasa, in order to be able to be Mekayim Mechiyah Samal. So what is Mechiyah Samal like? What are the Gedarim of Mechiyah Samal like? Which we need to know in order to obviously to be Mekayim the Schida. Zochas Hashas Olcha Amalek, in effect, in essence, to be able to be Mekayim Mochi Timcha Zeich Amalek. What's the mitzvah of Mochi Timcha Zeich Amalek? So Rashi says over here, Chiddush Gadol, Rashi says in the end of Pashat Tisaytzei, Me'ish Timcha Zeich Amalek, Me'ish Rad Isha, from man to woman, Me'oilil Rad Yoinek, from an infant to a toddler, Nishor Va'atzer, Shelo Yehei Shem Amalek Niska Afilu Al Abahema, Loim Abahema Zu Mishal Amalek Hoise. So the Ikka thrust of this Rashi seems to be that he's saying that Behemoth are Niflu in the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. And the Cheschinuch brings the Rashi in the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. The mitzvah Tafreish Dalit. Chinuch brings the Rashi and he says, "V'dov zeh da'af ha'behemus tzrichim lahoreg einem mevuah b'Rambam u'b'divrei Rav u'mechaber." Straight nisht in Rambam and the Chinuch such a chiyuv that Mechias Amalek involves killing the animals. V'eini yodeh meheichan hotzi Rashi zeh u'b'sifri kan loyrisi zeh. And the Sifri in Parshat Kiseite he says it's not brought. U'mimaisa d'shol ein raya. in the Ma'is of Shaul HaMelech, that it says that one of the reasons he was told specifically over there, Mishavat said that he should kill out the behemoth, which is in fact what he didn't do, and one of the reasons that he was nenach is he didn't kill the animals. So it's up to Chinuch that that should be the makor of Rashi is Ein Raya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva loy oz al yedei Shmuel. Habaliyah is mitzvah ledoidesh wa shamanu. So the Chinuch assumes that even if it says in a pasuk in Shmuel that there's such a chiyuv, the Mehechot Heise that that's a mitzvah ledoidesh, that that's nichlul in the kiyum mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMalek, could be, and it seems from the parasha that he was being told, Shmuel was being told to tell Shaul as Hayra Shaul that this is what has to be done in that particular Mucham. But not that that's necessarily within the Gedarim of Mechiyas HaMalek. Why does the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch, assume that it's Hayra Shaul, it's not Ledaitis? Maybe it is Ledaitis. If it says it over there, I mean, it's not the only time that you have in Divrei Kabbalah, if you have the Gemara learns from Divrei Kabbalah, the actual Gedarim, Chidushim, in Mitzvah Shebe Torah. So it's not the Fadish in the Torah. If the Rabbanu Shalom told Shmuel to tell Shaul to kill out Amalek, Me'ish Vadishim, Me'olah Vadyonek, Mishav Vatzah, so who told him that that it's Shver for Rashi to learn that that's a Mitzvah Ledaitis? So the Chayra, Kipshuta, he doesn't really explain this, but I think the Lashon is mashma as follows. That he says, Umi Maisa de Shaul Ein Raya, Da Kadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Loi Oz Al Yedei Shmua. So he seems to be saying that if in fact it was a mitzvah ledaitis, so why would it be necessary to be told Al Yedei, at that time, Al Yedei Shmua, if it's a mitzvah ledaitis? Alright. Still not l'chayda, not moving, because it's not in the Torah, so it's being stated here in the Ma'ase of Shaul and Shmuel. If you look there in the Rashi and Shmuel, she doesn't bring down, surprisingly. The Rashi over there, in fact, is really a basis for his entire question on the Rashi here. So Rashi over there says, this is in Shmuel Aleph, Tez, Perek, Tez, Vav, Pasuk Gimel. So it says there, Vehemata, Me'ish ad Isha Me'olah Vad Yonik Mishov Vad Sem Bigomel Vad Kamor. Rashi says, why? Shehoyu Balek Shochim, U'mishanin Atzman V'dayinun L'Behayim. Rashi says the reason why they were being Mechoyev, why they were required to kill out the animals, is because the Amalekim were Balek Shochim, and the Mela, they sort of made themselves appear as animals. Doesn't sound like they actually were able to change their essence. But they appeared, the diamond, they appeared as animals in order to escape. They were able to disguise themselves as animals. Al Yidei Kishuv. And in Meila, Rashi seems to be learning, that's why over here, particularly, Dafka here, they were required to kill the animals also. Which is, L'chayra, very in line with the Michas Finuch's question. It's really, in essence, what the Michas Finuch is asking. Again, he doesn't bring the Rashi. And he also says it ki'ilu b'derech efshir. He should have brought the Rashi. It's mamash astira minei ubeid. Rashi over here says tinchazeh hamolek that yimachoyev to be moichad the behemus. Nothing to do with kishuv. Don't say anything about kishuv. Shloye heishem shmoi shalom molek niskaf lu ala behema, because it's a behema, not because it's a person. Because it's a behema. Yimachoyev to kill the behemus of hamolek. Frek techidmet, frek techidmet, frek that the Mokka can't be from the Mice of Shaul and Shmuel, because over there was Hayra Shaul. And in fact, Rashi over there, in fact, says that. Rashi says, Shoyu Balik Shafin, Mshan, and Hatzman, Ledoim, Lebehema. First of all, the Rashi itself, I mean, I looked pretty well. I mean, so if Rashi learns by Yot, there's a Chiyav on Behemas, then why would he even want to learn? What's the Mokka over there of Rashi? The mocker here of Rashi, and what's the mocker over there of the Rashi? Mechatesh, if Rashi's saying by us is a chiv on the animals, so mechatesh that they were balik shofmin and daimon the behemah. He's not bringing this from a medrash as far as I can make out. So again, so Eshlus, we have Rashi by us saying that there's a chiyuv to kill the behemoth, in fact, the chinuch, nechas chinuch, that l'chayda. What's the mocha of Rashi to say that? Elamai, this pasuk is Eira Asha, which Rashi himself over here, in fact, learned from. L'chayda, at first glance, we have to find another mocha for Rashi. It wouldn't seem that this is the mocha, like the chinuch is tiny, this is the mocha of Rashi. Because here himself, Rashi's learning that it's Eira Asha. So what is the mocha of Rashi? Nemesis, if you medayik in the Rashi, if you say it, say, Rashi says like this, Timcha zecha molek, me'ishva ad isha, me'oilav ad yonik, mishova ad se, shalo yehashem amolek niska afilo ala behem, alo behem zush ala molek paisi. That's very interesting. Rashi doesn't bring the pasuk. He's paraphrasing and almost quoting the pasuk. It's an outright quote of the pasuk in Shmuel. But Rashi doesn't bring the pasuk in Shmuel. Rashi doesn't say kedachsiv like it says in Shmuel, or like it says in Mokim Acher, or Divrei Kabbalah, that it says in pasuk. If you read the Rashi, and you wouldn't have learned enough, had we not been so knowledgeable enough, you would read Rashi. It's just Tim Chazecha Amalek Meishva Adishim Oyle Vadyanik Mishal Vatzeh. Rashi's quoting, it's a direct quote from a pasuk. So bring it as a pasuk. They matem meishva adishim oylev adyanik b'shavat zemigamol v'achama. The answer is really what we just said, because in the pasuk here in Shmuel is not befeidush v'zdim. It's not a mocha for what Rashi is saying. It's a convenient lashon that Rashi is using to express the idea that there's a chiyuv to kill out the behemoth, and we need to reconcile, on the one hand, Rashi's chiyuv to kill behemoth, l'daitis, and Rashi and Shmuel that's saying that it's a chiyuv, al sayur ha'shav, mishum kshafim, but on the other hand, at the same time, Rashi can't be bringing this pasuk as a mocha for what he's saying, because Rashi himself over here is running against mishum kshafim, and he in fact does. I think that the pshat over here, the kitzur, is very simple. Simply, Rashi saying like this. The chlal, that Rashi would go and say that there's a chiyuv to kill behemoths, I mean, that's not a Rambam. I mean, Rashi doesn't inform this. Rashi doesn't come and tell you that the pasuk says, Tim chazeich ha-molek. So Rashi's saying that. Me'ish v'adishim, or v'adyonek, mishah. Rashi is explaining the words of the pasuk. The pasuk says Timcha Ezecha Amalek. Zot Rashi. The pasuk doesn't say Tadoig Es Amalek. Well, like it says by the Zayin Amim in Loisachaya Kol Neshama, that you have to kill out. If you can't allow to live, Kol Neshama. The pasuk doesn't even say Timcha Amalek. The pasuk says Timcha Ezecha Amalek. You don't find the lashon Timcha, as far as I know, in any other context of Hariga, of Umis Oilam, or any other people for that matter, in Tanakh, as far as I remember, it's certainly an unusual, certainly a unique lashon in terms of killing. Abe Ta'abdo, and Leishchaya Kol Neshama, Arei Kargenu. What's this Mechiyah? So Rashi's Taichi, what does it mean, Timcha Ezecha Amalek? And it's Mechiyah, and Mechiyah to erase the Zecha. It doesn't say to kill Amalek. It doesn't say to kill Amalek. It doesn't even say to erase Amalek. It says to erase the Zeicha of Amalek. Zot Rashi. What's the Zeicha of Amalek? Me'ishu v'adishu me'oilu v'adyoinik. Those are people. Okay, that's Pashut. Me'shor v'atzeh, shelo yehashem Amalek nizkar, afilu al habheima, loima behema zu, mishal Amalek has. Zot Rashi, that the taich in the pasuk of Timcha Ezecha Amalek means that beyond this, that you're mechuyev to actually kill out the human beings of Amalek, you're mechuyev mitzad the etzem mitzvah in the Torah to erase the name of Amalek, to erase the name, the legacy. There shouldn't be any vestige of Amalek left. How do you get rid of every vestige of Amalek? It's not enough to kill the people. Because even after you kill the people, you'll see a behemoth walking down the street. And people will say, Behemazum Mishal Amalek Haisa, It's not a kiyum of Timcha Zeicha Amalek. You haven't erased the Zeicha. The legacy, the remembrance of Amalek is still around. So the killing of the animals is not mechayiv to kill people, you mechayiv to kill animals too. The killing of the animals is a way of being moicha, of erasing any remnant, any remembrance, any vestige of the name of Amalek. Shelo yehi shem Amalek nizka afilu al habehemah. Even that you'll say, loyma behemah v'mishal Amalek ha'isa, does it show nazeich Amalek? And the chiyiv is not only to kill, the chiyiv is ultimately to be moicha the zeich Amalek. This chat in the pasuk is mefurish in Rishayim. The Radak says in Shmuel, over there in Shmuel, va'ad chamor, zok the Radak, im yichyu mehem shoroi chamor, yoyimru ze hoyo mishlal amolek. Because as long as you leave the shor and the chamor, again, Rashi does not learn over there, it's because of this reason. Rashi says mishum kshafim. But in effect, the Radak is saying over there, the way we're understanding Rashi by us, that the Radak says, v'hadei, again, in yichyu mehem shor chamor, yoyimru ze hoyo mishlal amolek, v'hadei lo nimcha zeicha amolek. And the mele, you've not wiped out the zeicha amolek. V'hakosu v'hoyim timcha zeicha amolek. The Torah says Timcha Zeicha Amalek. In Timcha Zeicha Amalek state that you have to afilu shleyei niska afilu al habehemah. And this is what Rashi is saying. And maybe Rashi doesn't bring the pasuk. Where the Radak is learning this into the pasuk over here, Rashi is learning that that's not the pshat in the pasuk over here. That's already in the Torah. In the Torah by all station that Timcha Zeicha Amalek shleyei shem Amalek niska afilu al habehemah. Because what else does Timcha Zeicha Amalek mean? What does Timcha mean? And what is Zeicha? What is Timcha Zeicha Amalek? There'd be no reason to use such lashonis unless ultimately the purpose was that it goes beyond Loisachaya, Loisachaya Kalisham. So Tirashi Timcha Zeicha Amalek Shlo Yehashem Amalek Niska Afilu Al Abahem. So this we already know from a pasuk in Chodeshes and Parshas Kisaitz. If you look in the Sifri, the Milchus Chinuch says that when Matzasi Yomoka Tirashi, he says, he goes out of his way to say it's not in the Sifri. If you look in the Girsa of the Gra in the Sifri here, in the end of the Saitza, you'll see that the Girsa we have in the Sifri doesn't add up, and so it doesn't read. If you look in the Girsa Sagra on the side in the Sifri, you'll see that what the Radak is saying is mamish mefurish in the Sifri, the way we understand it. So shalo yenin v'nechet shal amolek kayim shalo yehei zichroi kayim afilu ala b'hema. It's mamish the lashon of the Sifri. That the Zeicha of Amalek shouldn't be Niskayim Afilu al Yedei an animal is the Pshat in Timcha Zeicha Amalek. Sifonu learns like this as well in Parshas Re'ei. It's a Parshas in the Torah of Yehani Dachas. So it says over there, the Hachar and Kachadim. Parshas Re'ei, it says, Hakei Sakes Yosh Re'ehi Lefifadev Hachem Oysa v'eskola asher bo v'esbehem t'lefi chorev. So it says in Ani Adidachas, you kill out oiso v'eskola asher bo v'esbehem t'l. So the Sifonu says over here, v'esbehem t'lefi chorev, limchai zichra. What's the chiyuv to kill out the behemoths of Ani Adidachas? To loshen to be moichai zichra. Al tzad nikmes hakel yizbarach, which is b'chlal the nikmes hakel, kimoy ha'inyan, why does the Rebbeinu Shalom want to wipe out, why is the Ratzon HaBoreh to wipe out, ad kidei kach, afilu the zeicher of that year, so that's al tzad nekome, that's the fire from nekome. Kimoy ha'inyan ba'amolek, like it says ba'amolek, ka'amrei timcha zeicha amolek, v'chein be'ya ha'novi, and now this state in the Novi, Ba'omnoi v'heimata mi'ishra ad isha, me'oilud v'ayonik mishova ad-shem yigomol v'ayonik. State the Fetish in the Sifonu, that killing out animals is the pshat, a kiyum of being moiche a zeiche. Being moiche the zeiche, the way that you moiche a zeiche involves even the Ariga in the behemoths, and he goes on and he brings the pasuk, me'ishra ad isha, me'oilud v'ayonik. Now, if that's the pshat in Rashi, so we're left with a little bit of a problem, because Rashi says over here, Timcha zeicha amolek, me'ish v'ad ishe mo'ilu v'ad yonik v'sho v'ad seh. L'chayra, why is he's bringing the pasuk as a raya for behema, as a makkah for behema? He brings the entire pasuk. He's not bringing the pasuk as a raya. The makkah is the pshat in pasuk. So why is Rashi bringing me'ish v'ad ishe mo'ilu v'ad yonik? Those are people. That's not Zeicha Amalek, that's Amalek. Those of the Rashi, Me'ish V'Adish and Me'ilu V'Adyoyim. Rashi should say, Timcha Zeicha Amalek, like the Sifonu says in Re'ei, that Behemto is a Kiyum, Behemto is Mitzah the Din of Mechiyas HaZeicha, Mechiyah of the Shem. So Rashi should say, Misho V'Adseh, Migomo V'Adchamor, Shlo Yehishem Amalek, Niska Ala Behem. Rashi brings Me'ish V'Adish. And it's also interesting, when you think about it, the entire term Isha Ad Isha, because at times you find in the Torah, like by the Ma'aseh of Shechem, it says Vayargu Kol Zocha, they only killed out the Anoshim, not the Noshim. Rashi, and the Pasuk say, Me Ishva Ad Isha. Like by Zayin Amimin, it says Lo Yisachaya Kol Misham. It says Me Oilil Va'ad Yoyne. I think it's saying Minar Va'ad Zocha. What's Me Oilil Va'ad Yoyne? They're about a year apart. What does it mean, oil of adyoyne? From an infant to a nursing child. Why not? When you put on an infant, you think you stop while he's nursing. And then once he turns bar mitzvah, then you get him when he turns bar mitzvah. I understand there's a certain poetry over here. There's a certain syntax, but Mishor v'atzem, migomol v'atchamor, so it's different meaning. I mean, you're talking about as our animal, maybe the Rashi is learning in terms of kshofim, it's a chiddush in terms of the kshofim. Me'ish v'adisha is a chiddush. Me'oilil v'adyoinik is a very strange Rashi. And b'chlal, what is Rashi bringing? Me'ish v'adisha, me'oilil v'adyoinik, these are people. These are amalek. So what do you see here in Rashi, and this is the Ikka Chiddush that was saying, having already learned that the Chiyuv to kill the behemoths of Amalek is Mitzad the Mechiyas Hashem, so we can now say, and L'chayit, this is Mefudish here, and this Rashi, that Rashi is learning, it's Shtok in Tzvei Dinim. There's no two halachis over here by Amalek that you kill out the people because they're Amalek, and then you kill out the animals because that is Zeicha v'amol. This is not the Ein Din. This doesn't say in the Torah, Lo Yischayek on the Shomer. It says one thing in the Torah, Timcha Ezeicha Amolek. It doesn't say kill Amolek and the Zeicha. It says Timcha Zeicha Amolek. It doesn't say Timcha Amolek v'ezichrei. All it says is to wipe out the Zeicha v'amolek. That means, Lo Yischayek on the Shomer, on Shiva Amimin, the Chiyuv is to kill the inhabitants. They're mechuyev nisa because they didn't make shalom. They're oiv avedus, avedus zoi. There's a chiyev nisa. Amalek is not mechuyev nisa mitzad avedus that they've done. Or that's not the chiyev of mechuyev amalek. Amalek is mechuyev mitzad the fact that every Amaleki is a zeicha of, either you could say, the umach of Amalek, or nochvaita, which is a little bit strange to say that you're killing an Amaleki because he's a zeicha of umach of Amalek. Admittedly, a little bit of a strange way to put it. But the emesis, and mefurish like this in Yalkut, in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, the pasuk says, "Vayog vayamolek vayilochem in Yisrael defeated." What is the title "Vayog vayamolek"? What's the literal translation? Amolek has. What's Amolek? Is that the Ummah or is that the person? Are we talking about an individual? There was a person called Amolek, grandson of Esav HaRosh, Amolek ben Alifas. Are we talking about the person? So then the pasuk Amolek is the Ummah. And the pasuk continues over there. It's a little bit. It becomes implausible as you read the parasha. Yemim Moshe Yeshua v'chalonu anoshim v'tzei lochem v'amalek. Okay, which could be the Ummah. Vayas Yeshua kashom alay Moshe li lochem v'amalek. Okay. Kashyoniach yodoy v'gov v'amalek. Sounds like it's the Ummah. Then it continues in Pasuk Yudgimel vayachalosh Yeshua es amalek v'es amoy l'fichorek. So who's Amalek and who's Amalek? So obviously, we're talking about an individual. Here we're talking now about a person, Amalek. Amalek was still living, clearly, and which is not that unusual. A couple hundred years later, I mean, he's essentially the equivalent of Lahavdil. He's an Einikol of Esau. So he's the equivalent of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh that went down to Mitzrayim. He clearly lived quite a few hundred years, 300 years or so, in order for him to be here in the Midbar fighting with Kal Yisrael. Abazai is Mefudish, and the Medrash says Mefudish in Yalkut. It says Amalek Kimashmoi, and Amalek is the person. So when the pasuk goes on and it says Ki Mochay Emcha Ezecha Amalek, Mitachas Hashemayim. And this is also Kimat Mavur Mefudish in the Yalkut there in the Shalah. Yalkut is dashing what's Mochay, what's Emche, what's Zeicha, what's Amalek. The Yalkut says Amalek again is Kimashmoy. And the Zeicha of Amalek are his Einikol. Zeicha Amalek doesn't mean a vestige, a remnant of the Ummah of Amalek. That's not an Amaleki. It doesn't mean each and every Amaleki, L'doidei Doidus, is Mochay Timcha Zeicha Amalek, is a chiyuv to kill out each Amaleki because he is a descendant of Amalek. Mochay Timcha or Mochay Emcha Zeicha Amalek means that every Amaleki is, as is every animal that belongs to an Amaleki, is, at least as much as an animal is, he's a Shalayimru Zera Zer Mishal Amalek. Shalayimru, like it says, and again in the Sefer, it's Mefudish. Shalayimru, nin v'neched zeh shal Amalek haisu. So that's the mamash dishloshim. That this is an einikol, an Amaleki walking in the street, is a zeicha fun Amalek of the alter zeh, the Amalek. And the chiyuv is to wipe out any vestige, any zeicha of that individual of Amalek, which in effect means that we kill out the Ummah of Amalek. But you're killing the Ummah not because there's a leisachaya called neshama on each Amaleki, has a target on his back because Gitan Avedis, because or whatever the reason is, because in his teva as an Amaleki, as mechuyev misa kishahula atzma. He's not mechuyev misa kishahula atzma. He's mechuyev misa as is his animals because they're all a nin v'neched or shalayimu behemazu shal Amalek. And it's kemat befeirush in the Rashi that he cites it. If you metayik again in the Rashi, zot Rashi. Timcha ezeicha amalek meish vad isha meoilu vad yonik misho vad se, which was saying that's why Rashi says meish vad isha meoilu vad yonik misho vad se, because they attack all. You mechuyev to kill them all. Mishum timcha ezeicha amalek zot Rashi. Shelo yeishem amalek niska afilu ala behem. What's the afilu? What's meant Rashi Shloi Hashem Amalek Niska Afilu Ala Behem? That means that Timcha Zeicha Amalek is not only the Zeicha of Amalek, which is in the guise, in the form of a person. Meish v'ad ish me'olel v'ad yoynek v'asiz apashit v'zeicha v'amolek. That's agrab v'zeicha v'amolek. Ein lucha zeicha gadol mizeh. Zot Rashi, the pshat is timcha ez zeicha v'amolek is any type of a zeicha v'amolek. Even the most minute remnant of zeicha v'amolek shlo yeshem v'amolek nizka afilu ala behem eloi mi behem mizu mishal v'amolek ha'is. Because ultimately, you'll say behemuzu mishal amalekos. On an individual, you won't say this is adam zu mishal amalek. You'll say this is an amalek. You said the word amalek. By saying the word amalek, right, is memela is a hafkol beyond the mitzvah of tincha zeich amalek. Even akidei kach afilu shleya zichrei afilu al amalek. So Kum Tuchai is, we're saying, is one halacha of Chiyas Amalek, which is in effect means to be moiche the shmoy the shem of Amalek. So you'll ask me, so you're saying that if a person has if a Yisrael has either a choice to kill an Amaleki or a behemoth, so it's all the same. So he kills a behemoth, he kills an Amaleki, it's shalts the zel b'chir. It's all the same kiyam mitzvah. Teretz is obviously it's not true. And the reason why it's not true is because it's a mesach, it's all measured in terms of what is Eicha, what type of Eicha, how much of a grub is Eicha, the thing is. The bigger the Eicha, the more that what you're wiping out, you're erasing, is identified with, and is a reflection of the Alta Zayda, Amalek. So the Moses do'av demakiyah mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to be moichet. If you have the opportunity to kill out a nin v'nechet shal amalek, or the afilu ala behema, so like Rashi saying, shalai Hashem niska afilu ala behema. Of it's dochasach me'aposhut, that given the choice, there's l'ein erech a greater chiyuv and a greater kiyuv mitzvah to kill out the actual einikol of an amalek, that's the greatest source of a remembrance of amalek. So we come back to the pasuk. So the pasuk says in Shmuel, so Kum Tuchai, the Rashi is learning the pasuk in Shmuel is not the taich. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that you have to kill out the behemoths, and you don't need a pasuk to tell me ma'ol levad yoinik. And Agav, we asked before, why does it say ma'ol levad yoinik? The answer is, Rashi is saying ma'ol levad yoinik because in terms of the zeichekeit, in terms of the Shem Zeicha, they're all different. There's a Zeicha of an Anish, there's a Zeicha of an Anisha, there's a Zeicha of an Oilo, there's a Zeicha of a Yoinik, there's a Zeicha of a Shah, there's a Zeicha of a Seth, a Gomel, a Chamar, each one in its own way carries the name of Amalek to some degree, either more or less. If we're talking in terms of Hariga, of Lashayak on the Shomer, you're not going to find by the Shiva Amimin that the Pasuk is going to say, Ve'imata me'oilu v'adyoinek. If it says Lashayak on the Shomer, so it's Lashayak on the Shomer. You'd classify it all as one, and not only you'd put it all as one, but you wouldn't then differentiate in areas in which the Chayyid is not even any differentiation. Up over here, the Pshat is, each one is different. Even you could say within Amalekim, even to Amalekim, one can carry the Zeich of Amalek to a larger degree. If he carries on the legacy and Zayin Teva and his Midas and his philosophies are more in line with the Zeid Amalek to the extent that he carries on that philosophy, the Hashkafa of Amalek, so the greater the degree of carrying on of lineage and philosophy of Amalek that's going to be Nizka, so to that degree there's a greater Mechiyuv to wipe it out. So the Pasuk differentiates between different categories of people and animals, but if everything is said and done, Zotrashi, we're not bringing the Pasuk in Shmuel. It's Befeirish here in the Pasuk, Timcha Zeich Amalek, the Chiyuv is to Oismek, to erase to varying degrees even the slightest vestige of the Zeich of Amalek, which will be on a behemoth. Then Shaul comes to Shmuel, and Shaul says, "Ve'imata me'ish v'ad ish me'olu v'ad yonik mishav v'atzem idomu v'achama." So Rashi's bothered. We already know this. So we taka know it already. We know it's from Timcha Zeich Amalek. We weren't bringing the pasuk. Like the Chinuch, the Mechas Chinuch says, Rashi's makor is the pasuk in Shmuel. Can't be. It's not mustavir. It's a doichik. That's Oido Asha. The answer is he's right. Rashi doesn't bring the pasuk, and it's not a doichik to say that the makor and the Torah is based on the Divrei Kabbalah, this pasuk in Shmuel. And Rashi, in fact, never says that. Rashi is saying Taichin Timcha Zeich Amalek. What's the pshat in the Zeich Amalek? So Rashi is utilizing a pasuk in Shmuel where it breaks down into different categories, the different zeiches of Amalek. One of which is the ikar point Rashi is getting to over there, is that afilu al habehema. But Rashi at the same time is saying that's not to say that the person there's a mechia on because he's a person. The person is meish v'adisha. But having said all that, but the bottom line is, why does the pasuk say it over here if it already says Timcha Zeich Amalek? It's not coming to teach me that. It's not just coming to teach me that it's even a behemoth. Rashi would then say Kedachsiv. Rashi doesn't need that pasuk. Rashi's saying the pasuk because it's a pasuk. If it's a pasuk, so you're bringing the pasuk without even mentioning the fact that it is a pasuk, right? It'd be silly not to bring the pasuk. If it's Timcha Zeich Amalek, like it's a pasuk in Tanakh, that there are varying degrees of Zeich and you're mechuyav to be moicha each and every one of them, so Rashi's bringing that phrase. But why is the pasuk saying it? Why is Shaul being told by Shmuel, and you know you have to kill out Me'ish Vad Ishma? Thanks, we don't. Timcha Zeich Amalek said. And the Torah says, Zot Rashi, Shaul Balik Shafin Umashan and Atma Vedoyim Lebehemim. That the reason why you have to say this over here is because over here it's not the chiyuv to kill the behemoths because it's the pashut of Zeicha Amalek. It's all the same chiyuv of Zeicha. And you attack and know it without the pasuk saying over there you would have to kill the behemoths because it's a Zeicha Shalai Yeheshmai Niska Afil Al Behemoth. But let's say you have to either kill a person or an animal. Would you kill the person or the animal? That's the nafkamina. If it wouldn't say this pasuk, I would kill the person, not the animal. So Rashi, you're being mechuyah, the Torah is telling you over here, and the pasuk in Nach, the Torah is saying the animals are also people. That the Zeicha over here, there's a bazunder chiyuv over here, which is Tatoi Rasha. In that respect, it's Tatoi Rasha in the sense that over there, the behemoths are on the same darga. In that particular Muhammad, the behemoths were the same as people. Otherwise, why is the pasuk saying it? It's all Bechal already, Timcha Zeich Amalek, which means Afilu al Abayim. In the Teretz, the pasuk is saying, Me'ish v'ad isha, Me'ilu v'ad yoinik, we're talking people here. We're just talking people. The entire pasuk is talking people. And we're comparing over here, we're being medamin, the pasuk, the ish v'ad isha, Me'ilu v'ad yoinik, to the Shah and the Sandagom of Adchamor. Why? Because we're talking that they were medamin themselves, the people like they shofim, and the me'ilis toch the zel b'zeich ha'molek, unlike here in the pasuk of Rashi, that Shalai Yeshe Amalek Niska Afilu ala behem. Here it's Afilu ala behem. I'll be given the opportunity, Avadi would kill a person before he killed Amalek. Zot Rashi, that was not the case. In the Muhammad of Shaul and Shmuel, here, it's Alz de Zelbe, Me'ish Vad Ishim, Oilu Vad Yoynik, Nishav Vad Seh, it's all the same. There's no chilek because they're Medama Atzma, Idek Shofim. By Shavin Zin, it's Hashem on Shabbos, obviously, going to the kind of mitzvah of Sfidus Mechiyas Amalek, in order, like the Rambam says, to be Ma'ida, the Lashon of the Chinuch here. Chinuch says, Ube'emes, Shakola Yireyim Mayhem. Everybody was fearful, was frightened from the Bnei Yisrael, B'sham HaMayor HaGadoyla, She'osu L'Hem HaShem B'Mitzrayim. V'Amalekim V'Roya L'Vavim V'Mizga Mora. The Amalekim, Al Yidei, their beard, their terrible constitution and personalities, L'Shosu L'Ivam L'Chol Zevi Yizgarubam. And they started up with Klal Yisrael. V'Aviru Mitoy Kach Yirosam HaGadoylam V'Leiv Shara Umas. And Al Yidei this, they took away the Yira. Like it says in Oz Yosha, Tipa Leim Masav Afachad, right, it says that all the Umas Ha'olam, it says all the Umas Ha'olam were fearful of Klal Yisrael. The Ke'inyin, Shemashul B'zem Mashul Rabbeinu Zecharim Levroch, L'yoyer Reisachas, to an Ambati Reisachas, Enko Beri Yechol Leirid B'soich, Abo Echad V'kofetz V'yorad L'toycho, Ava Pisha Nichve Hakar, Ava Pisha Nichve Heker Oysel Achayim. Even though the one who jumps in first gets burnt, it cools it off everybody else. What's the shaydish of the mitzvah? Why are we commanded to remember this? That the enemies of Klal Yisrael are hated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And according in exact proportion of the Raya Lev and the damage and the tzadis that the Umas Ha'olam caused Klal Yisrael, to that exact degree, like it says in the Tzavim, it says, V'nasan Hashem lekecha eskola olay sa'ela, ala yivecha v'yalsaynecha sheru daflucha. That the Ribbono Shel Olam will place all the klalis in the toichecha of Parshas Kisavei la'asad lavoi, Al Oyevecha, those exact Olus and Klolus will be placed Al Oyevecha and Al Soinecha. And we know we spoke once that Oyevecha is Yishmael and Soinecha is Esav, like it says, that's Esav Soneisi, like the Ben Abachi says. Moshe Atamotzi Ba'amolikim, Mipnei She'osu Ro'a G'dayu Yisrael She'hischel Hul Hazikam Tzivonu Baruch Hul Abed Zichram. So we're commanded to destroy Amalek. And Amalek is almost a prototype, and by remembering the fate of what's going to befall Amalek, we gain a confidence and a bitachon, and to some degree, an amuna that the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not up to us to take the nikmas Hashem, but that is a haftocha, like it says, ki mochei emche zeich Amalek. The Ribbono Shel Olam on the one hand says, mochei timche zeich Amalek. On the other hand, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Mochei emche zeich Amalek." So, with the instruments of the Ribbono Shel Olam's nekama, like it says, "Mochama l'Hashem v'Amalek." Mochama l'Hashem v'Amalek means it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's mochama. And Klal Yisrael are the instruments of us fearing the Ribbono Shel Olam's mochama. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's mochama because we're the Ribbono Shel Olam's umma. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not sit idly by when Klal Yisrael is suffering and sadis in this world. This is the chiyuv. This is the chiyuv of mechiyuv of schira and mechiyuv samalek. It's interesting that the chinuch says the chinuch says, Amari dekechidish, when he talks about the mitzvah in the Torah of es Hashem alekecha tida, is a chiyuv in the Torah of yira shemayim, of a yid being a yira shemayim. I think it's the only, if one of the only mitzvahs that the chinuch says, that neheges mitzvah zu, I'll call Bahaya Oilam with such a lashon. The Chinuch says that Goyim are mechuyev in Yira Shemayim. Tremendous good. I saw in the Ainayim L'Mishpat. Ainayim L'Mishpat makes this deer, that brings this Chinuch. They're mechuyev in Yira Shemayim. Not mechuyev in Abbas Hashem, they're not mechuyev in Vekis, not mechuyev in Bechira, they're not all these amitzis asay. They're not mechuyev in Lizko Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In being Mastik as Adin, all these Chayvus Halvavus in the Torah throughout Parshas Devarim, they're not Mechuyiv in any of these mitzvahs. We know what they're Mechuyiv in. They're Mechuyiv primarily in Lois Aseis and one or two mitzvahs Aseis, to be Shaifet, Dayonis, one or two things they're Mechuyiv in. Of Yira Shemayim, who would think that a Goy is Mechuyiv in Yira Shemayim? it's interesting that obviously the faith that Yiras Shamayim is the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of not only Yiddishkeit, but it's the foundation of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. It's the foundation of being a Nivra. The foundation of being a Nivra in this world is to be a Yiras Shamayim. And Avos Hashem Nechateis, and Dveikus, and Bechira, and everything else, these are Milus El Yoinus, like Rabbeinu Yoinus calls it, Shanim Tzru B'mitzvahs Aseh, that Klal Yisrael is Mechoyed. But the minimal amount of Chayvus HaLavus that's required of any Nivra is to be a Yoinus Shemaim. A person who doesn't have a fear, who doesn't have the Yiras, but even a Yiras Ha'inish, if he doesn't have that, so it's absent the entire, you've removed the whole underpinning of Zayin Mitzvahs and just that you're a Nivra. There's a Bayri Olam, and the essence of a Bayri Olam is Mechayiv Yira. That is the essence of the Yachas between a Nivra and the Bayri Olam. It's barest minimum, bare bones. The Yachas between a Nivra and the Bayri Olam is a yachas of yira. Everything above and beyond that is exactly that. It's above and beyond that. The ava, the dveikus, and the precious, and the mekadesh shmoy b'rabim, and so on. That's for Klal Yisrael. Of any guy, anything walking around on 2 feet in this world is mechuyev in yira shemayim, which makes it then very telling. And in the Sfiris Amalek, we describe Amalek, Raya Baniya, Zocha Se Osha Lecha Amalek, Asher Chokorich Abadeh, Vaizan Bechokan Avshol, Machrech Vahata Yevyogeya, Vlo Yore Elohim. So Pirashi, Vlo Yore Amalek Elohim, Nirohol Alech, Nirohol Alech. Amalek, which is the essence, the antithesis of everything Kaddush, everything spiritual and Kaddush, and valuable and precious in this world, antithesis of Klal Yisrael and their destiny, Amalek is described as they descended on Klal Yisrael, they were coming out, everybody was afraid of Klal Yisrael, they wanted to destroy the Ummah. The Pasuk says, what's the Taina? Not the Ritzicha. Taina is not the Ritzicha. The Taina is Va'ata Oyev Yogeya, and they were V'layore Elikin. And a guy goes, he kills somebody, you bring him up to court, you charge him with not doing a Yara Shemai. Molech is not a Yara Elikim. It doesn't even say what they wanted to do. Shekorcha badera, vayizanev b'chok hanal sholim acherecha, they were mizanev, all these euphemisms. Zot yashi maka zonav choytech milois v'zorye klapei mailu. They were mezanev the nechsholim acharecha, the stragglers in the camp of Klal Yisrael, and you were tired, and you aren't in the mood. You're feeling not in the mood for Amalek, and you know what? They were lo yorei elokim. No, more than that, doesn't enough said. They were lo yorei elokim. Why? Because they're not yorei shemayim. Not yorei shemayim is described as not being b'tivam b'mizgam hara, like the Chinuch says, as being the antithesis of having a Yiras Shamayim. The whole world is in awe, and Amalek is not nispoil. Amalek chapnish nispoilus, not impressed, not fearful of the possible einish. Imagine you're seeing the most awe-inspiring event in the history of man. Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimed HaSinai. And to walk away dead, just to walk away with a dead neshama, not to be inspired by things that it's talking directly to you. We're talking about miraculous events, supernatural events. And not to be phased and just continue in your way like kiloi haya. Nothing happened. Not only nothing happened. If everybody else is inspired, is Mimela, so that's all the more reason why I have to jump into Yambat. And I'll get burned. Amalek didn't know they were going to get burned. It says it's like you're jumping into Yambat Yisachas. The person who goes in is Nichveh, but you cool it off everybody else. But it needs to be done. the inyan of his pilus, that things should leave a rishon, that you're impressed by events, things that happen, they're not happening, they're not happenstance, they're not circumstantial, they're happening for a reason, and you're being given messages constantly, you're being sent messages, Peseida, the Rabban Shalom is sending you messages, like you have on your cell phones, right? Message, voice message, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're being sent messages, in the only way that you could be sent messages. And for a human being to ignore, not to go into the messages, and to see what's the Rabbeinu Shalom telling me, that is the extreme of being a Layare Elohim. Being a Layare Elohim is, okay, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'll do what I want. I'm not taking messages. That is something that's obviously Michlal Lav at the Shemaya Hain, Michlal Zakom Zenifel of the Zelhu Mazev, Yaakov and Esav. If that's Esav, then we know that Yaakov, that each and every one of us, is the Hepuch of that. We don't go through life just with a shell and insulate ourselves from anything that can change us and anything that can make us better. Make us more knowledgeable and more sensitive and more caring and better people. If you do that, that's essentially you're a Layari Elohim. You're denying the existence of the Bari Olam as it relates to you. That's the only way that the Rabban Shalom interacts with people, short of Nevuah. Things happen. Good things, Tov HaMeitivs, and Dying Emesis. And they're all for our good, and they all have to be treated as such, and you draw the right lessons, and you go weiter. You go weiter stronger and more knowledgeable, right? And the forks in the road have gotten less. Now I know that that's one place not to go. Been there, done that. That's not the answer. Right? So your life is becoming simpler. Everything is becoming clearer. But you have to use that clarity to go weiter and to draw the lessons and make the right choices and to be in the Sa'ala and Ruchnius and in Avodas Hashem and the Midas Chavez.
Yeah.
supposed to know. The Pesach is to understand. I can't pin it down exactly who says it. That which is said over the Chagoyim, that basically, I do is not my sense. So, Hamolik is almost not a Nubian. Hamolik is basically a set of ideas. It walks like a duck and it talks like a duck. So, then it's an Hamolik. And it's an Achias Hamolik. The mere fact that you're a philosophical person, you're not a Hamolik. Who is this person? Like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, heaven's a Hamidah for a Hamidah. Where did this guy learn? And then I'm going to be in the issues. Being
masculine. So
maybe
I'm going
to snap the head off. I've heard such things. It's more of a, it's more of a philosophical discussion. No. Well, do me a favor, can you put away here?
Yes.
Fine. These three go down on that side of the Bismarckish.
It goes over there.
It goes up the middle.